Can you relate to struggling to build relevant links to your law firm's local office location pages so that you can rank locally within Google? In this episode, we talk with Sally Clark from ZipSprout on how to build relevant links to your location pages that help you get ranked without getting your website penalized. Won't you please join us? This is the Local Law Firm Marketing Podcast, the podcast that breaks down law firm marketing strategies step by step for easy implementation. Hey, it's Matt Hepburn. And for the past 14 years, I've worked in search engine optimization. And during that time, I've worked on hundreds of lawyer websites, optimizing them for local search. This podcast allows me to share law firm marketing strategies that drive more phone calls, relevant traffic, and conversions to your website. The show is published weekly. It's meant for lawyers and law firms. And the show breaks down law firm marketing strategies into step-by-step processes, which makes them easier to implement.
Thanks, Matt. It's great to be here.
I'm so happy to have you on the show today to talk a little bit to lawyers and law firms about ZipSprout, the platform, and how this type of link building can help with local search results, either the local organic search results, and in some instances also influence the Google Local 3-pack or the Google Local Pack. So thank you so much for being on the show. And just for the listeners' note, ZipSprout is part of Citation Labs. We have two other episodes that are going live on the show with both Garrett French and James Worth, who are part of Citation Labs, and we'll talk about other forms of link building. I was hoping you could talk a little bit about what ZipSprout does and how it's different from other forms of link building for local and how it can really help lawyers change their rankings locally. That'd be great.
Absolutely. Well, law firms, it's a very crowded space. And in order to rank and to really become visible in the search results, it takes a plethora of different marketing tactics. And one of them would be local link building. Our clients are either their marketing agencies or directly with law firms themselves, but they're wanting to engage with their community, show support, develop grassroots connections. And this is a great way to do it. Our clients come to us, tell us where their locations are, what their budget is, and then we go to work finding relevant, sponsorable opportunities. So when I say relevance, there's three different factors that we look at. There's local, audience, and topical. And each one of those are very important. The local relevance is, you can give us a zip code, a county, an area on a map, and we'll search within that area. Tropical, it's more like topical related article or connections. And then same with the audience, it's meaningful links for specific audiences. If you can get all three of these relevance factors, you've hit the sweet spot. That's fantastic. But even if you just hit one of these relevance factors, like the location factor, it can help your local Google rankings.
So what would you actually recommend for lawyers and law firms if they were to get links from ZipSprout? Would you have them link directly to the location page that's associated with the Google Business Profile, or would you have it linked to their homepage or to their area of practice? What is the best practices that you guys usually look at?
Well, it's completely up to the firm. You know, if they have opened a new, you know, estate and planning type of sector that they want to promote, we can go to that page. Obviously, if it's a firm with several different locations and we're looking, let's say one of the locations is in Dayton, Ohio, then we would want to, of course, link it to the Dayton page in order for the location to be relevant.
Right. That's where I thought, but I just wanted to double check. Mm-hmm. So that is fantastic. So when you said, could you explain what a sponsorship opportunity is for the lawyers and law firms that may not understand what that is and how that's different in link building versus a guest post or a citation, a business citation that you might have for Google Business Profile? That'd be fantastic.
Absolutely. So we always ask for preferences. Like, It may be something close to their heart, like they love animal shelters or they love supporting breast cancer awareness or something like that. We can focus on that. But let's say it's a private injury law firm. We will look for more high-risk behavior type organizations like rugby clubs or, snow skiing outfits, that type of thing. And we'll make a donation on the law firm's behalf according to their budget. And in recognition of the donation, the organization puts our client's logo and link on their website for 12 months. And that is something that we facilitate on their behalf from start to finish. They just approve or reject. There's always an option. I guess I shouldn't put this in here. We're matchmakers, really. We find these opportunities. We present them to the organization. If they say, yes, we agree, then we move forward and present it to the law firm or the marketing agency. And if they say yes, then we handle fulfillment on their behalf. The beautiful thing about our business model is it's completely free to the organizations that we sponsor. Our client pays our fee. And so this is link building you can really feel good about. We've donated over, I think we're up to $6.5 million now on behalf of our clients since we've been in business.
I know from some of our other conversations that you said there might be a renewal opportunity for some type of links. Could you explain a little bit about that?
Sure. If a year's up and any client wants to renew them, these are half priced. So our fee is $150 per fulfilled link. So a renewal would be $75 plus the cost of a sponsorship. But what we do is we go in and we make sure that the client still isn't listed. Oftentimes, these organizations don't have the manpower or they just kind of want to leave their sponsors us. And we won't renew that. We leave those alone. But if it's been taken down, then we can reach out for renewal and see if they're interested.
You also have a tool, right? If they wanted to do a DIY opportunity, if they had an inside marketing person, they could look up some of these sponsorship opportunities themselves. Could you talk a little bit about the tool?
Sure. We do have the local sponsorship finder. I will share with you, it's not as full of a database as what we tap into, but it is a good starting point. And also, I can reference our blog on our website. There is a DIY sort of a process that you can follow to know what information to gather when you're talking to the organizations and that type of thing to try and It's a very time-consuming and tedious process. And that's why people engage with us to do it, because it does take a lot of time to get in touch with the right person and lay out all these details that gets them nailed down. We have that process down pat.
To that point, I mean, there are a lot of back and forth of emails, right? I think that most lawyers are very busy and they're going to want to have the service take care of it. They're not going to want to spend the time to do that. So I love the fact that it also supports the local community.
Right.
So that actually is brand awareness to that firm. Isn't that be right?
Yeah. It really helps cultivate those grassroots connections. You know, if my child's in a little league and all of a sudden I need a lawyer, I might go to that law firm that's supporting my child's extracurricular activities. And also, it's important to note, too, Matt, that we can do logo and link, but if you on the website for 12 months, but if you want to further engage, like set up a booth at an event, put a banner in the outfield, social media mentions, anything like that, we can look for that, too. We just need to know to look for it. But I will say that those who engage more with the organizations that they sponsor reap more benefits from the sponsorship. Wonderful. So, yeah. And that really helps get those relationships started.
Yeah. Well, is there a way how do people contact you? How do they get started with this?
Sure. You can reach out directly to me. I'm Sally with an IE at zipsprout.com, or go to zipsprout.com and there's a request for more information. And that comes to me and I'll be happy to respond to you.
This is amazing. I'm so happy that you came on the show today. Was there any other information about the platform that you wanted to share today?
Well, the one thing that I think is really relevant right now is a lot of link building seems to be done by AI. And that's where you can get into trouble without that human connection. You don't want to go to Google jail. You know, if someone comes to us and says, I want 50 links, we're going to say, well, we're not going to build them all in 1 month. We need to spread them out and let's have organic growth here. So we're really looking out for best practices from Google and trying to share them with our clients so that everything goes exactly the way we imagined it would.
Yeah, I think we talked about a Sterling Sky case study recently where it talked about the velocity of links being built and how people are starting to get penalized. And in this case, I think that case study was 87 links, and that website had gone from 0 to 87 links within 12 months. And Google just said that, you know, for a local business, that wasn't realistic.
Right.
So, to your point, I think it's very important to set the expectations to lawyers and law firms that, you know, 1 a month, 2 a month, perfectly acceptable, and will move the needle where we need it to move.
Right.
And as long as it's, like you said, that relevance of audience and topic, and what was the other one?
Location.
This is yes, location. So the three trifecta, we'll call them. So
there you go. The other thing that I would love to touch on too is domain authority.
Yeah.
In local link building, domain authority does not have as much weight as locations. They, you know, it's the weight of the links being location based overshadows the website's DA score. And what makes that so wonderful is higher DAs generally cost more, but you really don't have to pay it at this focused level.
For the audience, domain authority or DA is a third-party metric that's been created by software companies like Moz and Ahrefs. They all have their own version of it, and it usually is an indication of how many referring domains as well as backlinks are coming to that website.
Mm-hmm.
And the philosophy that was built upon was originally that said, hey, the more links that this website has coming into them, the easier it is going to be if you get a link from them to rank your content. And what we've found in the last few years is that Google has said it is not the number of links, but is the relevance of the link. Mm-hmm. So especially topically relevant, and what it's not just about the page, it's about what the whole website's about. It's about the incoming links that are going to that website. So holistically, you really want that website to be topically related, if it can be locally related, and the audience who is looking at that is aligned, or what we call a shoulder niche, very closely aligned to what you're talking about,
mm-hmm.
then it makes sense and that's relevant. So that's why less links make more sense, as mm-hmm. long as they are relevant, versus trying to get tons of links that are not relevant and will end up getting you into Google jail, like you said.
Right, right.
Yes.
One service that we do offer is a link gap analysis. It's completely free to our clients. We take an in-depth look at them and their competition, and it gives you a good gauge of where you rank and what you may need to do in order to catch or pass your competition. And then also, we have no minimums or maximums on how many orders or how many links you need to order at a time. You can do one a year. You can do four a quarter. You can do, you know, it's completely up to you. So we just work at your pace.
Which is great, especially on the local side. So, you know, it can be something that's affordable for the budget. And it looked like that the beginning kind of sponsorships were somewhere in between 350 to 550, if what I saw mm-hmm. from the presentation. Is that correct?
Yes, they run between that, and then the client adds our fee on to it. So if it's 350, the total cost would be $500 for presence on a local organization for 12 months. It's a pretty good deal.
Now, it's fantastic. Well, did you have anything else that you wanted to share about local links and ZipRep?
Well, I think we've covered all of it. Really do. It's really we're in a very niche market, and this is what we specialize at and have been doing for years. And we're here because we do it well.
Hope to be talking to you and Citation Labs very shortly.
Sounds great, Matt. Thanks so much.
All right. Fantastic. You have a wonderful day. We hope you enjoyed today's episode of the Local Law Firm Marketing Podcast. The step-by-step marketing strategy that we discussed in today's episode is in the companion blog post, which is linked in the episode show notes and the YouTube video description. If we provided you with value, please consider leaving a review on the podcast platform of your choice. This is Matt Hepburn for the Local Law Firm Marketing Podcast, and we hope to see you next time.